Ahorre, no compre sin visitar Emporio.
You know how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, Mossberg Quality Firearms, Built Rugged, Proudly American.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame, nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. Welcome to the bunker. We'll let you up close to that campfire. This is your handsome and yet humble host, Ray I, here with Peanut. Midwest Outdoor Studios, KFNS 590 The Fan. Wow, what a morning. Really cool out there this morning. That is great. Enjoy the outdoors today. And for all you fishing, the water temperatures didn't go down, but the temperatures went down, so the Peanut stopped. Peanut's still wanting some goodies here. I'm here with the Matty G, of course, and he's getting ready to give Peanut a little bit of bacon. And, of course, the Vogler Vogler is back in the studio. Glad to have you back, Chris.
Good morning. It's awesome. Isn't it a great morning? Did you see that flight of geese come over?
Yeah, it came right over the station. It was so cool.
Oh, my God. Does that get your heart pumping?
Yeah, the cool weather and the beautiful sunrise was something else this morning. Wow, thank you all for joining us this morning. I appreciate so much all the inputs you all have been given on this show. My goodness, from story time to the open to our guests, it's been overwhelming. Different world, huh, Vogler, from when we started some 17 years ago? Wow. Remember we used to make a CD disc and mail it to radio stations?
Yeah. And now you can
Internet,
pick it up.
Anywhere. Well, we got a special guest in the studio, and he's a little bit deer in the headlights look because he didn't know what to expect this morning, but I got some coffee in him this morning, and he's already started with a deer stand sandwich, so I think he's going to be all right. He's got a beautiful book out called Missouri Wild and Beautiful, Wild and Wonderful, I'm sorry, and it's a photography collection, photographs. Matt Miles. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Ray. It's a privilege to be here.
What do you think of that sandwich?
Oh, I tell you what, I'm going to have to go hunting with you now. Yeah. Deer stand sandwich, yeah. That was awesome.
I'll tell you all what we got here this morning. This morning's delicacy for the crew is a cinnamon bun swirl French toast. Right, Vogler? Look at him over there. With a Bambi pork sausage mixture with an omelet with a splash of syrup called a deer stand sandwich. Vogler, what did we tell you about that phone in here?
We'll shoot it.
You've only been here for 20 years and you're doing that.
It's funny because while we were searching for paper towels this morning and you were out and about, our guest Matt here goes, I got it, Radio 101. I turned my phone off.
God
and
bless
he turns them off. Yeah. And then the guy that's been here and ran the co-pilot for how many years leaves it wide open and doesn't even get 4 minutes into the show.
Oh, my goodness. Well, before we get into who's on the show, what's on the show, what we're going to do, let's do a little birthdays for August. And you know what's really cool is we got three guys' birthday August 1. Marty, I, my brother, Ralph, Vogler, you just hit the microphone. What are you, a rookie?
Yes.
My goodness. You can't blame it on the drugs. Ralph Dern and Billy Cooper all on the same day. We're going to wish them a happy birthday. We're going to start with the Minions, and we're going to get into the real birthday song. So this is for our August birthdays. Here we are, our first show in August. Can't believe we're in August already. And it's time for a little birthday music. Happy birthday for our August listeners. Here we go.
Happy
And now, the real birthday song. Here we go. Happy birthday, August birthdays. Your favorite song.
Once a year we celebrate with stupid hats and plastic plates the fact that you were able to make another trip around the sun. And the whole clan gathers round and gifts and laughter do abound. We let out a joyful sound and sing that stupid song.
Happy birthday!
Now you're 1 year older.
Happy birthday!
Your life still isn't over.
Happy birthday!
You did not accomplish much, but you didn't die this year. I guess that's good enough.
Let's drink to your fading health and hope you don't remind yourself your chance of finding fame and wealth decrease with every year. Does it feel like you're doing laps and eating food and taking naps and hoping that someday perhaps your life will hold some cheer?
Happy birthday!
What have you done that matters?
Happy birthday!
You're starting to get fatter.
Happy birthday!
I never get tired of that birthday song, you know?
Try not to remind yourself your best years are all gone.
All right, happy birthday. Take her out, man. Gee. All right, as we said earlier in the show, Missouri Wild and Wonderful Book. We've got Matt Miles in the studio with us. And also on the show, we're going to do a lot of cool stuff today, right, Vogler Vogler?
Yes, we are.
Right, Vogler Vogler?
We're going to do some very cool stuff today.
All right. In the segment three at 7:30, we're going to do a little Michael Dell's going to be discussing the CMMG guns products, which there's a lot of stuff out there that think those are scary guns. Yeah, right. And we're going to have some fun with that and good information about a great company here in Missouri. And then we're going to go down to see old Peyton McKinney to talk about the Tiger Ben Outdoors. He makes box stands, deer stands, old-time wooden deer stands. We're going to talk to him about that. And then at the segment five into our second hour, we're going to have inductee of the Legends of the National Hall of Fame, Outdoors Hall of Fame this year, 2017, my brother Walter Parrott. Walter Parrott's being inducted this year. We're going to bring Walter on the show with us. And then we're going to have our guy on in segment 6, 8:15. Yes, indeed, boys and girls. Mark Strand's returning, our editor from Midwest Outdoors Magazine.
Don't you know?
From the Midwest Outdoors Studios. We're going to talk about the August issue. We all have a copy of that here. And then I'm going to do a little fishing report. And then we're going to do a little story time. And the story time this week, I've got your messages this morning. It's called Big City Hunter, and I'll just let you figure out what that's about. But imagine it could be about turkeys. Right, Vogler?
Is Marty's in this one?
No.
Oh.
Uncle Lee.
Uncle Lee.
Uncle Lee. Right?
That's one of the people I wish I would have got to meet.
Oh, boy. All right, before we go any further, I have to say that our thoughts and prayers go out to the Glenn Chambers family. We lost Glenn. He passed away July 30th. We just had Mr. Chambers on our show here with Brandon Butler about all the things. Man, what a great man. Visitation is August 11th, 5 to 8. He's going to be at the Calvary Baptist Church in Ridgeway Avenue in Columbia. And a celebration of his life is August 12th, 2017 at 1 p.m. at the Calvary Baptist Church in Columbia, Missouri. He was 60 years behind that camera, professional cameraman. One of my inspirations for photography and for video. He did like 16 or a dozen at least film for the conservation department, and one about the geese and all kinds of movies. But this wasn't video, and this was film. You know, it was 16-millimeter film. But Return of the Wild Turkey was an inspiration for me, the work that he did on that. I knew Glenn. He was a friend, and I saw him at lots of the shows and sat at events with him. And just an inspiring guy and just a tremendous loss to everyone, especially his family and the Department of Conservation, because all the years, you know, he retired from there, Vogler Vogler. But he went a lot of places, and, you know, we got a photographer on the show today, but Chambers, Glenn Chambers, he worked in the world's wildest places, including the Arctic. He had a special connection to the wild and wildlife. He trained baby geese to be movie stars and worked all sorts of other critters. He may be the best known for his work with otters. You remember when Glenn Chambers did the otters? Remember all the excitement around here with the turkey hunter meetings, and then Glenn had to come and explain we're trading otters for turkeys, and the guys, oh, that was fun times. It was really fun times, but a great loss. Mr. Glenn Chambers has passed away, and again, our thoughts and prayers out with his family. Wow. Great man. Great man. And we have a guest, Missouri Wild and Wonderful. How about that? Beautiful book, man.
Thanks, Ray.
I mean, absolutely beautiful book.
Well, it was about 20 years plus in the making, so
okay. We're going to talk a lot about that in the second segment. When we come back, I'm going to talk to you about your book. I'm going to pick it up, take a look at it, look at some of the photos, and talk about some of your trips and the things you do. It's just, and of course, someplace in the show, we're going to give information how people can order the book.
Sure.
That's a good thing, right?
That'll be a very good thing.
Are you doing all right? First segment, everything good?
I'm doing great. I'm not hyperventilating yet. I'm just enjoying the setting. I just watch you guys operate. It's awesome.
A little coffee, breakfast sandwich. Thanks are good, right?
You're taking care of me.
See, we brought you right in and brought you into the fold.
I'm feeling good.
Welcome to the family.
Thanks. The warmth of the family.
And sorry you got to deal with the Vogelweider. At least you got a chair between you and him. That's a good thing, right, Matty G?
Absolutely.
Let's go to break, buddy. All right. Let's take us to the other side.